Phillies and A's on Sunday. It's already 1-0 Phillies in the bottom of the first. First and third, two out. Sean Manai on the hill for the A's facing Michael Franco.
The pitch. Swung on, grounded up the middle. A base hit into center field. Into score Altair. Williams will take third, and Michael Franco with an RBI single. And now it's 2-0 Philadelphia.
All right.
Phillies with a 2-0 lead in the finale of this three-game series. Henderson Alvarez first pitch, a swing and a drive deep left field. Back goes Rhys Hoskins. He looks up and it's gone. That's about 12 rows into the seats in deep left center right over the 374 sign. And first pitch hitting pays off for Pinder as he gets the A's on the board with a solo shot. It's his 15th home run of the year, 2-1 game now. From home runs, here's the 1-1. Swing and a drive. Deep right center field. That ball is way back there, and it is gone into the bullpen. Over the seats and in to the Phillies bullpen. Back-to-back home runs for the A's. First Pinder, now Olson. Olson has homered in three consecutive games. It's his 21st of the year, and just like that, this game is tied at two. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit to right field. Crawford's getting the green light from Samwell. Pinder with the throw. It's coming home. The play at the plate. He is safe. Crawford slides in safely, and the Phils retake the lead. RBI single for Michael Franco. His third hit of the game. His second RBI. And the Phillies have a 3-2 advantage.
The pitch. Swung on. Hit in the air. Deep. Down the right field line. And that ball is gone. It's a grand slam for Joey Wendell. And the local kid comes home and he hurts the Phillies with his first home run of the season, just the second of his major league career. It's a grand slam. And the A's now lead it 6-3.
The A's slug three home runs, and they take the rubber game in Philadelphia by a 6-3 final. Henderson Alvarez, in his first start in the majors in two seasons, he loses throwing five innings, four hits, four runs, two walks, striking at four, but gave up two of the home runs. Sean Manaea winning his 11th, throwing five innings of six-hit, one-run ball. Despite a 3-for-4 day from Michael Franco, the Phillies drop the rubber game to the A's at home. Final score is 6-3 Oakland. Afterwards, here's Phillies manager Pete Mackinnon.
Well, tough loss. I didn't like the outcome, but I liked Alvarez. I liked the movement on his pitches. He had some real good life to all his pitches. He made a couple mistakes in that fourth inning, hanging curveball, and left the fastball out over the plate. But the game turned around, and obviously in the sixth, the grand slam by Wendell. Hanging breaking ball first pitch. That did us in, changed the whole complexion of the game. Good to see Michael get three hits, make a great play to his backhand, and Tommy Joseph snag it. Outstanding play.
How would you describe Romas this season?
Hot and cold. You know, he's got stuff to be successful. He, you know, once again, I'm a broken record, and it's all about command of your stuff. You know, you can't, you got to keep the ball out of the middle of the plate, and you know, I think about Luis Garcia, who for a couple years had that same issue where he had the stuff, but he just didn't put it together and didn't execute his pitches as well as he has been this year. And I think that's where Ramos is. He's a little behind in that area, and once he gets a better understanding of that, I think he's going to be okay. I think he just tried to throw a get-ahead breaking ball to Wendell instead of making a quality pitch with bases loaded.
Do you feel overall good about your bullpen this season?
Yeah, very much so. You know, Morgan once again has made great progress. Milner got the job done. He faced Olson and struck him out. Pinto is just starting to throw a sinker, and I like it. I like what I see. It's a power sinker. Really exciting. We're getting a look at Segrist. So far, so good. I like what I see. Even Curtis pitched for the first time the other night, and he looks like a gamer. Garcia's made great progress, like I said. So our bullpen's been outstanding for a couple months now, and it's good to see that.
Franco had the three hits with the competition on the infield. How important is it for him to sort of finish this season out strong?
Well, you know, it's important for everybody. As I always said, you're always auditioning. In this game, you have to – it's what have you done for me lately. You have to continue to succeed. Otherwise, somebody's going to show up and want to play. You know, so everybody wants to play. There's always somebody beneath you that wants to play. So you have to maintain what you're doing and play well. Michael has done enough for us to be still remain confident in him and positive. It's a matter of putting it all together and having more plate discipline.
With Hoskins, did you see Oakland maybe pitch him differently than other teams have? Or
it's hard to say. I think he's just expanded the zone. I think up until the last few days, this is just my perspective on it. I think he was just letting it happen, and I think in the last few days he was trying to make it happen. And I think he got a little bit – he's just a little bit over-anxious, but, you know, every hitter goes through periods like that.
You know, off the top of your head, I assume, Nola, you can pencil him into your rotation next year, but – how many other candidates do you have for those last four spots?
Well, we have the usual suspects, you know, Eichhoff and Pivetta and Thompson and Eflin, you know, a lot of injuries in there, but it's wide open as far as I'm concerned. We've got a lot of possibilities, but it's pretty wide open after Nola.
And Alvarez is now on that list in your mind?
From what I've seen the first outing, number one, he looks confident. I love the movement on his pitches. He made a couple mistakes, but in general, he looked pretty good for me.
On Monday, the A's stay on the road, starting a series in Detroit. The Phillies stay at home to face the Dodgers.